And we're back. It's 1:17 in the afternoon at EAA Air Venture 2007. Jay Monchi sitting in studio with Hal Shevers. Hal, it's great to see you.
Jay, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What an exciting Air Venture this year, huh?
One of the best. The crowd is great. A lot of new items have been introduced. As for sporties, we're very happy with people seem to be very happy with our booths and what we're selling. We're doing extremely well.
Hal, your sporties is basically synonymous with aviation. Anybody on the planet who is involved in aviation knows who sporties is. Tell us a little bit about the history of sporties.
Well, sporties, I got to tell you, I was brought up in a New York suburb, always told I couldn't fly because I have a bad eye, a 2400 vision, bad eye. As a kid, I always wanted to go to the airport, always the airport. And at any rate, one summer I took a job working for Sikorsky Aircraft in their test engineering division and found out there was a waiver process. Went back to college for my senior year, and within about 90 days, I was a private pilot. So that's how it all started there. Then went down to Cincinnati, worked as in a sales training program for a machine tool manufacturer. They decided that I liked airplanes more than machine tools. After about 3 years, I guess they'd had enough of it, and they canned me. So that very afternoon, I went and took my instrument written examination, and the next thing you know, I turned into an instrument flight instructor. So that's back about 1960, 61, and that's kind of the story. One of my flight students came up one day and said, I don't like all this ground school. It's too long. It's too many days. Why don't you come up with a three-day school? Find a couple other guys. We'll lock ourselves in a hotel room for 3 days. And, well, that's how the three-day ground school started.
Okay.
From there, sporties has just grown. I listened to my, the proper flight students of mine. One of them even suggested that I should date his son's Spanish teacher.
Oh,
and
that's random.
Hey, it's a blind date that worked out. We've been married 42 years. She's a very tolerant lady. Well, at any rate, that's kind of sporties just kept growing. That's all that, and you can see what's happened. Our courses have been more and more. It's education that's been keeping us going, keeping in the cutting edge of education for the sport, recreational, private, and instrument rating.
So how did the pilot shop come to be? Because that's really what most people know sporties for.
I kind of got off the subject there. It was kind of funny. While I was still...
We're just having a nice down-home chat here.
While I was still working for the machine tool manufacturer, I'd found a radio that picked up the control tower. And it was just a little and seven transistor radio, maybe it was nine transistors. I sourced it, and it was like $32.45, and I started selling it by mail. I didn't know I was in the mail order business. I don't think maybe the name wasn't invented yet. But I started selling these, and my warehouse was the trunk of my car. And anyhow, after I was relieved of duties at the machine tool manufacturer, we opened, I got a partner, and we opened a store in the Terminal Building at Cincinnati Lincoln Airport, and it's just grown since then. We wanted to build the sporties we have now in Cincinnati at Lincoln Airport, and they were not interested, and we ended up at this county airport, 20 miles east of Cincinnati.
Batavia, right?
Batavia, Ohio, the center of the universe, as far as I'm concerned. The wonderful world of sporties. But anyhow, now, 20 years ago, we bought the FBO. So we run the airport for the county. We're the FBO. We pump gas. We pump jet fuel. We plow the snow. We mow the grass. We also have two flight schools. One's Part 141, an approved school. We're in partnership with the University of Cincinnati on that, and that obviously is their professional pilot program. We supply the University of Cincinnati with flight instructors, airplanes, and an affiliated professor.
Our producer has actually brought it up on screen, a picture of your facility here.
Well, that's it. Do you have it live?
Anybody who happens to be near a computer could hop online at www.sporties.com. And everything's online, huh, Hal?
Right.
You're in the modern days now.
Actually, yes, and we've got five webcams there you can actually go to, and one's in our lobby, and two of them are on the ramp in front of Sporty's store. One shoots across the airport at our fly-in residential community, Sandy's Farm, and you can see the houses going up there. And I'm trying to think where the last one is, and but we have a couple
more.
You've
got one on the ramp, one in the lobby. A couple are on the ramp there.
Yes.
And this is a very nice website. So tell us about your flight school. I see you have Sporty's Master CFIs. NAFI Master has a big presence right here. The National Association of Flight Instructors. Tell me a little bit about your affiliation with NAFI.
Well, I was one of the guys that got together in 1963 and decided we should have a NAFI. And at any rate, recently we've become very interested in it. One of our young men, we have 28 flight instructors. 10 of them are now master flight instructors. One young man got it going. I gave him an incentive. You look for people to give a bonus to once in a while. Well, I overdid it I didn't overdo it. It's a pleasure that I did it. Now we have 9 more master flight instructors. There are only 550 on Earth.
That's great, Hal.
Yeah.
And there are some exciting things for you going on here at AirVenture this year as well. Not only your booth, which building are you in?
We're in D as in David, dog.
You're in the dog booth. that's your pilot shop over there.
Yes.
And there are some other things, though, to do with the flight school that have happened this week. Let's touch on that.
Well, besides running the airport and doing what we do in the flying community, we're also the Cessna Star, the Cessna distributor for Ohio, part of West Virginia, part of Kentucky. So we're at the Star meeting earlier this week, starting last Saturday, where they introduced the Skycatcher, and I bought one for my wife.
Did you?
And my wife soloed in 1966, and she's still a student pilot. I guess maybe it's a little demoralizing flying with somebody whose full-time job was when I was a professional pilot, and she just didn't go all the way. Now with the Skycatcher, maybe she will. The LSA program might really pull through for us.
Does she know yet that you bought it, or is it a present?
No, well, it's a present. It's not a surprise.
Your cat's out of the bag now, if it was.
Right. I think she knew it before I told her. I think other people had told her. You know what Hal did?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
And then last night, we lined up Cirrus, the new Cirrus LSA. Serial number 1 is going to be delivered to Sporty's at Oshkosh next summer.
No kidding. You're going to take delivery right here, probably right in front of your booth or at Cirrus, probably.
I imagine it will be at Cirrus and a little tight around our booth, but it will come by the aircraft will come back to Batavia, Ohio, and we'll have it at Sporty's so people can see it, and we hopefully fly it. And on top of that, it comes with Patty Wagstaff.
It comes with Patty Wagstaff?
Comes with Patty Wagstaff.
So she's going to be your personal flight instructor for aerobatics, I take it.
I think only for a couple hours.
Okay.
No aerobatics for Hal. But she's light enough that a big fat guy like me will be able to check out with her. Be fun.
Now, light sport. How is light sport working out for you in your marketplace?
Well, so far, we haven't had too much of a call for it. However, with two major players, Cessna and Cirrus, entering the field, the program has been legitimified. I think this is really the beginning right now. Oshkosh 2007, right now, with Cirrus and Cessna having done what they have, I think this is the real beginning of the light sport.
It's going to take off. This seals the deal.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, that's great. Well, Hal, it has been a pleasure chatting with you this afternoon, having you in studio on EAA Radio. And I hope you continue to enjoy AirVenture Oshkosh 2007. I know the weather is supposed to be fantastic for the rest of the weekend, according to the weather forecasts. We'll be looking forward to that. And hopefully, this is a good year for you over at the booth as well.
Thank you very much, Jay. I'll be around through the bitter end on Sunday.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Jay Montgi, EA Radio, AM 1210, 100.7 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. We'll be back in just a few minutes.